Welcome back to the Dissecting Musical Theater Podcast, the podcast where I talk about everything musical theater. Not only that, but anything else I want to, because I can. And in today's episode, I'm talking about stunt casting. What is stunt casting? Stunt casting is when a production uses celebrities in order to generate media publicity. So let's get into it. Stunt casting is like split in the middle for some people, but for me, if you do stunt casting, you have to do it right. And you know, there has been some examples. Todrick Hall was in Waitress and Kiki Boots. Brandon Urie was in Kiki Boots twice, because after he had his Broadway debut, he was asked to come back for a second time. And Ryan McCartney, who was in Wicked, he played Fiero. He was also in Frozen on Broadway. He took over the role as Hans after the first Hans. I think they did another show, but I'm not sure. He replaced the role of Hans of the Southern Isles. And this was my favorite because the marketing for this was iconic. Like, they made hashtag Han shirts and hats. And then he also had a Disney following because he was also on a Disney Channel show. But like, at the time he was on this Disney Channel show, he was also in Heathers off Broadway, which I love that for him. Now, here's what I have to say this. Again, stunt casting can be great if it's good. Now, here's what I have to say. I hate it. Because when you stunt cast, you're putting an influencer who has no training, who doesn't have to audition for these roles. They're just put in there. Now, a person who auditioned for a role, and they're really good at it, they're really great at it, and they wanted it for their whole lives, they can't have it because of stunt casting. Now that gets on my nerves. You're putting a person who can't sing, who can't carry a tune, who doesn't act, and you're putting him in this role. And the example of this is Cameron Dallas. If you don't know who Cameron Dallas is, he's an influencer. I have never heard of him until I saw him. He was in Mean Girls. I never heard of him then, and I'm glad I haven't, because this man is very much oof. Anyways, he played Aaron Samuels in Mean Girls on Broadway, the male lead. And when I tell you, when I watched some videos of him as Aaron Samuels, oof, bad. It wasn't good. And they cut some of his songs he sung, they cut it out because he couldn't sing them. Which is like, you know, you put him on there, why? You know he couldn't sing, but you still put him as Aaron Samuels. Anyways, and it gets on my nerves. But not because he played the role. Now, yes, he played the role. That gave me headaches. But it's because the casting directors and the producers decided to put him in this role in the first place. Now, I'm convinced they wanted Shawn Mendes, but anyways, if you're going to put somebody as your male lead, you really have to work with them. Like really, really work with them, with the music, with their acting and stuff. Now, his acting, it wasn't bad, could have been better, but his singing needed some work. And the thing is, they didn't work with him. They didn't say, hey, maybe we need to lower this key so he can sing it. Because Aaron Samuels doesn't have like a belty voice. He has like a tenor baritone voice. And high but low. You could have worked with him, but you did it. You put him on stage. And he didn't do this for like a day. He did this for like a week. Now, gosh, I feel bad for Erica and Renee, who played Katie and Regina at the time. I feel bad for them, especially Erica, because she had to play his love interest. They literally have a song together in the show, two of them. I feel bad for her. I really do. Let me just show you a clip of him singing of one of the duets that him and Katie sang. And this one is my favorite.
It's all on me. With her, I tried to be somebody cool.
You're already cool.
Thanks. That song, I guess, you try hard to impress. End up acting like a tool. I find the whole thing so frustrating.
It sounds frustrating.
So I'm swearing off of dating.
So I wanted to say one last thing before I end this episode. There has been many shows that has been counting on Stuckcasting to keep their show open. Like, Chicago has been doing Stuckcasting since the beginning of the run. Moulin Rouge has been doing Stuckcasting. I think Aaron Tveit was their first Stuckcast actor. Because I think he took over the role after his Stuckcast. And Waitress has begun to do Stuckcasting before they shut down. So now, not only does, you know, Stuckcasting helps with, you know, there's the social presence of the show, but also to like skyrocket their ticket sales, which is another con, I guess. So that's all I wanted to say. And I know this episode was short, and it was like also kind of a rant, but I hope you liked it. And yeah, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcast and follow the podcast on all social medias, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Threads. And yeah, my next episode is I'm going to review the original cast recording of Mean Girls. And I hope you come back for that. I will see you later. Bye.